Hey, how's it going? This is Ben coming at you, Monkey Flower Radio. Just wanted to really quickly talk about the fact that you increasingly can't use credit cards to buy cryptocurrency. What's that all about? I actually just had this experience myself where I got a new credit card from Capital One, which is an American credit card. Went on to Coinbase, tried to buy some Litecoin actually, which I was going to transfer onto an exchange to buy some Z Classic, which, by the way, anybody who's interested in privacy, Bitcoin Private's about to come out. It's going to be a fork off Z Classic. Interesting thing to be paying attention to. This issue of where the credit card companies fit in the mix is kind of fascinating to me. I actually called the company just to kind of check in and see what was going on, realized that this was one of the companies that has decided to quite paternalistically tell us what we're able to spend the money that we borrow from credit cards on. If I'd been trying to spend $40 on basically any junk on Amazon, they would have no problem with that. And the kind of pre-written text that the customer service person said to me was basically that because it's not widely accepted and because there's financial risk associated with it, they are not allowing people to use credit cards to buy cryptocurrency. Of course, there's no expectation of a financial return from, the overwhelming majority of things you buy with the credit card. I'm sure you could walk into many, many stores and buy all kinds of things that are even questionably legal with the credit card. For some reason, they see this as a problem. Now, I mean, are they trying to protect us from the financial risk of losing money? I guess they worry that there's a reduced chance that you'll pay them back, given that you're making an investment in an asset that you theoretically could lose your money. Of course, if I was buying $40 or $100 or whatever worth of video games or whatever else, of electronics, of makeup, of clothing, whatever, there would be no expectation of any return. I would just simply have a debt that I owed them and I'd pay them back. I find this interesting. I think actually the truth is that the financial risk that there is here is a financial risk for them. The big banks, the credit card companies, there really is a risk that as cryptocurrency becomes more and more mainstream, we had Kate Perry wearing crypto claws, she called them, her fingernails painted as various different cryptocurrencies recently. Richard Branson's been talking about cryptocurrency, 50 Cent. There's quite a list of people who are, mainstream influencers who are, really interested in this idea of a decentralized monetary system and all the things that come along with it. Even for, many, many people who really don't understand the technology in detail, and, I'd count myself as one of them. I have a cursory understanding, but, definitely not a cryptographer or a mathematician or a programmer. But, all of us can recognize that the power and control of the banks, and especially these credit card companies who have created a science of gouging us, giving us just a little bit more debt than we can handle, they have a lot to lose in this space. I think it's interesting, not to be conspiratorial about this, but like, what other rationalization is there for why that they won't let you use a credit card to buy a cryptocurrency? It's either a paternalistic a desire to help us stop from losing money, which is kind of hilarious to think that credit card companies who, their whole business is based on our debt and often, basically the whole science of giving us just a bit more credit than we can really, use, and support, that basically keeps us in debt. Like it's a whole science of trying to make us all spend more money. I have a hard time believing they're trying to protect us from the risk of investing in cryptocurrency. Then you're only really left with on their conclusion. They don't want us to have crypto because it's not good for their business. Anyway, what do you think? Let's talk about it later. Bye-bye.